A large-scale affordable apartment building is being proposed on land near downtown Markdale. Grey Highlands Council held a public meeting on the evening of December 18, to hear comments about a proposed rezoning that would change a 1.08-hectare piece of property, which was initially a number of separate lots combined into one, from heavy industrial to residential multiple to allow a six-story, 180-unit apartment building. The property is located on Main Street West, adjacent to the Grey County Rail Trail that runs through Markdale. The development would feature a small parkette, 140 parking spaces and a full underground stormwater management system. Paul Bonwick of Stonebrook Developments Inc. is proposing the apartment development. The units would be 1 and 2 bedrooms and the average size would be 750 square feet. Planner Kristen Rennie represented the proponent during the public meeting and explained that they are proposing a larger building in order to ensure the units are affordable. The number of units and the height will help keep those units affordable, she said. Rennie said the units were ideal for the senior population looking to downsize, as well as younger people starting out with jobs at Chapman's Ice Cream or the Markdale Hospital. Bonwick explained that he understands it as a top priority of the municipality to get an apartment building in Markdale, and he said the reaction to the concept to those he has spoken to has been positive. The feedback from the business community was very strong, said Bonwick. There is nothing else like it in the area. Reaction to the proposal was mostly positive from members of council. Three members of the public spoke during the public meeting and raised concerns about the density, the size of the building, parking and the prospect of low-income housing in Markdale. It's low-income housing. That's not very clear in the plan at all, said local resident Brian McKillop. I have some concerns. We need 180 units of low-income housing. Rennie and Bonwick said the proposal is not government-subsidized housing. It's not social housing. It's entry-level apartments, said Rennie. Local resident Al Stewart said the proposal does not include enough parking and he questioned the size of the building. You're going to have cars all over the place. It's going to be a disaster, said Stewart. It's a huge building. It's out of place for what the town is. Stuart Halliday urged caution on the matter and encouraged council and the proponent to work together to find solutions to the concerns raised about the proposed development. Halliday said he is excited about the idea. It's nice to see something happening, said Halliday. I'm supportive of the concept. Parking, or lack of it, emerged as a key issue during the meeting. A number of concerns were expressed about 180 units having just 140 parking spaces. Bonwick said parking units will be assigned in individual leases. Those coming into the building will know the number of parking spots, said Bonwick. The last thing any successful developer wants to do is build a product people don't want to use. Mayor Paul McQueen also expressed concerns about water and sewage services for the proposal. McQueen noted that the planning report on the proposal said that Markdale will not have enough servicing capacity for the total units proposed in three planned developments: this apartment proposal, the Loon Call development and Center Point South. That's something council is going to have to get moving on, said McQueen. We have development happening in Markdale. We need to keep moving forward. Matt Rapke, manager of planning, said a proposed servicing allocation policy would soon come to council for consideration. It is an important thing. We need to figure out a systematic and fair way to do this, he said. Rapke also said holding provisions would be included in any development agreements to ensure projects did not move forward unless there is sufficient servicing capacity. No decision on the proposed rezoning was made at the meeting, and a report with a recommendation will come to council in the future.